This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Katie Henriksen.
And we are inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with Time for Three. Gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Nick Kendall.
I'm Zach DePew.
And I'm Renan Meyer, and we are Time for Three.
Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Thank you.
So you guys are really into educational outreach. You visited two schools. You're visiting two schools. You have, and you're doing another one. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yesterday we went to Bentonville School for the Arts, and we also went to Bentonville High School, and just had a wonderful time there. The first school, the Bentonville School for the Arts, there were kids, I think approximately ages 10 to 12, 10 to 13, something like that, and they were absolutely so well-spoken. It was mind-blowing. We would play a piece. Actually, the very first thing we did was we have this music video we're really proud of, an arrangement of Stronger, Kanye West's Stronger, and also Daft Punk's Night Vision, arranged by Steve Hackman in Time for Three. Steve Hackman's our producer and music director. And we played this video, which has an anti-bullying slash empowerment message, and the response from the kids was just tremendous. They had all these incredible things to say. It wasn't just like, you know, don't bully, that's bad, bullying's bad, do what you want out of life. They went into these sort of essay, you know, explanations of how it made them feel and why it made them feel certain ways. One of the girls talked specifically about how she had been bullied and what she did to overcome it, how confidence is so important. And this is just beautiful for us because this is exactly the reason that we made the music video. And it's amazing to be able to share it with people and you know, see that it's effective and that it means something to them too.
And do you get to do this kind of outreach everywhere that you go?
I think it's, well, like Renan was saying, I think when we put this video out, I think when did you do it? Late September of this season, it came out. It definitely changed how we did our outreach because, of course, kids are seeing it. So when we show up, it's a very different kind of reception that we get. We've always loved doing outreach, and we do hundreds and hundreds a year. It's one of the more important things that we value. But recently it's been, you know, I think before the video came out, it was more that we could just kind of demystify what these instruments can do and to encourage kids, you know, when they see us play, obviously it's, we're having a lot of fun and it's sincere energy that happens between the three of us in whether it's our own compositions that Renan has created for us or some of these mashups that we're doing that they may have recognized, but then, you know, you superimpose a classical melody underneath one of the lines, which we like to do. I mean, it was the kids were always looked up to us as of examples of what it could be to play these instruments. But since this video has come out, I think we're able to kind of cover a much broader kind of topic, and which of course all comes from the fact that we encourage creativity, and because you can be creative and put your energy towards something positive, we're able to kind of be spokespeople for that. And so that's been it's been humbling, I think, for us.
And you mentioned demystifying what the instrument can do. Do you mean in the sense that it's not just for classical music, or do you just mean playing it in general?
Demystifying, I think a lot of times these kids see, you know, the symphony orchestra as being something boring or something for their parents or grandparents. But it's for us, it's totally not that, and we know it's about attitude, and it's also about how you perceive this kind of music, and so that's what I mean by demystifying.
And you do, I mean, I think the word Katie's used with me is genre defying for your trio. When did it first occur to you guys that, you know, your instruments could be used more than, like you said, just for in the orchestral sense, you can do more with it?
You know, I think from the very beginning, it's been this way for us. We met at a really wonderful school in Philadelphia called the Curtis Institute of Music. It's one of the world's great classical music schools, and you study Beethoven and Brahms and Schubert and Schumann and the great, you know, 19th century composers, sometimes 18th century and certainly 20th century. And we we were sort of the three oddballs in school because we did like to play other styles of music and we had other interests, musically speaking. Renan comes from a jazz background. I come from a bluegrass background. And Nick comes from a hip-hop R&B type background. And so we're coming to this classical music school with all these different influences in our ears. So certainly as we are practicing our Bach and Beethoven Brahms, we're hearing other things on the off hours or when we're done spending all that time in that discipline, really just letting go, for lack of a better word. I mean, we would get together and jam, and it wasn't genre specific, but what was really cool was that you had three very distinct personalities and approaches to sound coming together. And so genre-defying, I don't think we ever discussed that. It just literally was, you know, three dudes hanging out that just happened to have instruments in their hands.
So you guys are going to play something for us. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're going to play?
Yeah, we're going to play, I think, two pieces. That's all right.
Yes, please.
We're going to play a piece called Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap. And that we arranged with Steve Hackman, Time for Three, and an original composition that I wrote called Of Time and Three Rivers that Time for Three arranged. Of Time and Three Rivers is a piece that begins with a chorale and ends with a chorale, and the middle of it really exemplifies the Time for Three style of creation, which is our classical jam band mentality. We worked really hard to put this middle of the piece together, and it symbolizes the significance of the steel workers and the coal miners that built Pittsburgh from the ground up. The chorale is a three-part chorale, and it also is symbolic to the three rivers that come together to make the city of Pittsburgh, the Monongahela, the Allegheny, and the Ohio. Hide and Seek is a piece, you know, by Imogen Heap, of course, but that Nick actually heard for the first time through the movie The Last Kiss, Zach Graff movie, it's just a beautiful piece. I think what Nick noticed about it, well, gosh, I mean, Nick's right here. Maybe you should talk about it.
It was, yeah, like Renan's saying, I mean, it's like when I was in the theater with my friends, I was really enjoying the movie, and I'm a big fan of Zach Braff. And I, so when Hide and Seek came on, it's she and her producer uses her voice and layers it on top of each other and creates a very homogeneous, very thick sounding. Thick sound. Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of like a chamber piece, like a quartet piece. If you look at a score, the way it was crafted and the way she wrote the song, it was just so, it just felt like chamber music. And especially with the kind of sound that we produce, I thought that it would be really interesting for us to kind of undertake that as a project. So we did that with Steve Hackman, and this is what it sounds like.
Thank you.
This is an original composition by Renan called Of Time and Three Rivers.